A habit is a habit. They're all bad.
That's writer William Burroughs on his drug addiction with BookBeat. I'm Don Swaim. William Burroughs is one of the strangest and most controversial writers in America. The occasion of his 70th birthday marked the publication of his new novel, The Place of Dead Roads. He's a member of the Burroughs Adding Machine family, which sold the company before William Burroughs was born in St. Louis.
If they hadn't done it, I would have been a very wealthy man. I doubt if I would ever have written the books that I have written. I doubt if I would have written anything. Show me a good, rich writer.
Burroughs never set out to be a writer and indeed held many jobs, a private detective, a bartender, an exterminator. Hooked on morphine, Burroughs decided to leave the U.S. because he didn't make enough money to finance his habit.
My parents gave me an allowance of $200 a month. Well, for one thing, you couldn't live on that in the States. Also, the laws, well, the drug laws were very, very oppressive at that time.
So he went to Mexico, then Tangiers, Paris, and London. In Mexico, high on booze, he tried to shoot a glass from the top of his wife's head, but missed, killing her. It was ruled an accident. How did Burroughs become addicted?
Casual, as with people who were using drugs, and I started taking drugs and liked the feeling, most people do, and became addicted.
He took his morphine through injection.
At one point in Tangiers, that was the only, say, really heavy habit I ever had, which was about, the equivalent of about 8 to 10 grains of morphine a day. That's heavy.
But Burroughs finally sought help.
I took the apomorphine cure with Dr. Dent in London in 1957, and that was very successful.
William Burroughs says he never had any trouble writing while under the influence of drugs. Naked Lunch is an example. His latest book is published by Holt Reinhardt Winston, The Place of Dead Roads. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. William Burroughs, long associated with the Beats, got a late start as a writer. In fact, he was 35.
Well, that was my first book, Junkie. Someone suggested that I should just try to put down my experiences of addiction, and I did. It was a very straightforward book. When that was published, that gave me encouragement to continue.
Then there was Naked Lunch, written while Burroughs was heavily addicted to morphine.
The only drug that I can't write under the influence of, and this I think is, I talked to other writers, is alcohol. I've never met a writer who could actually write when he was drinking.
Burroughs says he has broken his drug habit, but still uses alcohol and cigarettes.
The drug addiction was a very important reservoir of experience on which I drew. Certainly it was the entire substance of Junkie, my first novel, and then became a sort of a metaphor in Naked Lunch. So it was what may be purely negative for most people, can be quite valuable for a writer.
Burroughs had developed a friendship with beat writers Jack Kerouac and Allen Ginsberg.
Kerouac had written 1 million words when I first met him. But you see, that was in the mid-40s. Allen Ginsberg had just written a few poems, and I didn't consider myself a writer at all. In fact, I hadn't written anything and didn't really intend to become a writer.
Kerouac was a major figure in Burroughs' life.
He was the one who suggested the title, Naked Lunch. Always told me that I should write, that that was what I was really fitted to do. So he was a very positive influence. I mean, he was more an influence on me than I was on him.
William Burroughs, now 70 years old. His latest novel, The Place of Dead Roads, was published by Holt Reinhardt Winston. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. William Burroughs is the kind of writer readers either love or hate. His novel, Naked Lunch, written when Burroughs was addicted to morphine, was twice taken to court on pornography charges. His latest book, The Place of Dead Roads, is a plotless fantasy involving death, sex, spaceships, and the West.
I had been interested in the West and in guns, and in the whole theory of weaponry for many years. Of course, the Cities of the Red Knight is very much concerned with weaponry. Well, it's a war universe. that we live in.
Long identified with the beat writers of the 50s and 60s, Burroughs says he has a moral tolerance for anything except crimes against people or property.
We've seen in the past 40 years a worldwide cultural revolution of just of unprecedented magnitude that has even gotten through the to the hermetic Arab world. It seems even to have penetrated the Iron Curtain.
While Burroughs says he has been cured of his morphine addiction, he thinks the negative aspects of illicit drugs have been exaggerated, and he thinks they should be legalized. He now lives in Lawrence, Kansas, site of the University of Kansas.
I spent a summer there and found that I could live there quite comfortably. I long considered leaving New York. In fact, I spent a year in Boulder, but I didn't like that. I don't like mountains.
Burroughs says he reads trash, from which he often pans nuggets.
I read spy books, doctor books, horror stories, mostly for entertainment when I'm traveling.
His own library does not have a definitive collection of works by William Burroughs.
I didn't realize that these things were going to have any value. I wish now that I had set aside 20 or 30 of the first editions of every book. But I didn't.
William Burroughs, his new novel, The Place of Dead Roads, published by Holt Reinhardt Winston, has raised the hackles of the critics. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.